Hey, good evening. First question is, I didn't catch what you said. You were saying if you go to myipaddress.com or something like that, and there's something about what the results is that will let you know that you don't have a public IP address, and I didn't catch what you said there. Second question is, maybe on a side, a little off topic, but you know how you can get 10 IP addresses connected to your main IP address? My question is, and if you can answer it real quick, I know it's a little bit off topic, but if you get the 10 addresses connected to the main node number, I already have a node that's set up for that node number. Will I lose that node number? Like, I know it's going to be like, you know, whatever, 693-4201, 693-4202, six, you know, and so on and so forth. Am I going to lose 69302? Do I have to redo that node? That's my question. And also the other one with your IP address, outward-facing IP address, back to net control.
Okay, Bob. You know, I think we're talking about two different things there. You're talking about the All-Starlink node numbers, I believe, and the allocation of 10 that they give you and that they're talking about reclaiming now. And your internet protocol or your ISP's IP address assignment. So let's go ahead with the beginning part first, your first question here. So in order to determine whether you have behind a CGNet from your ISP, you, first of all, you need to look at your router's IP address. So you go ahead and you go into the administration portion of your router, and you look and you see what the WAN IP address or the WAN IP address is. And there's some giveaways. There are a group of private address blocks there that pretty much tell you you're behind double NAT, and that's anything in the 10.x series. There's a bunch in the 100.64 series, the 172.16 series, and of course the one that a lot of people are familiar with is the 192.168 series of IP addresses. Those are all pretty much private IP addresses. They're not public, and they can't be seen outside of your network. So if you log into your router and your WAN IP address shows up in one of those ranges, then you can pretty much guarantee that you're behind a CGNAT firewall or IP. Now, you go to what is my IP address, or you search that on Google, what is my IP, it'll come back and give you a number. And if that number is different, that IP address that you get off of what is my IP, if that number is different than what you see on your router's WAN IP address, then you're behind a CGNAT. So basically, if you're not behind a CGNAT, the what is my IP address, let me break. If you are not behind a CGNAT router, then your IP address that you see in the what is my IP website should match the same as the WAN, W-A-N, IP address on your router. If those two are the same, you're not behind CGNAT. But if they're different, then you are behind CGNAT. Did that answer the first part of that question there, Bob?
So I did look up in my router, and I did look up on what is my IP address, and they both match. funny thing is, though, I have port forwarding, and I go to check the, if that port's open, and it can't be found. And I'm on cable internet, so that's strange. Anyways, thank you, and I guess the next part of the question there, that's kind of like off topic, but I just, you know, since I got you here, I thought I might ask you.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I know that what they're doing on the node numbers is they're going through and reclaiming unused node numbers. Now, I have a block of 5 node numbers, and I just had to extend it. And I think early on when you extended it again, you get the 5-digit node number, then you can extend that. And you have 5, and that can be extended to 10, I believe is how it worked. So I've extended it to 5. I've used up all 5 of my node numbers, and they're being used. And I actually had to get another node number just the other day, and I could just request one. I think early on you had to request it in blocks of 5, but I can't remember. It's been a while. I know now that you can just request an additional node number if you need it. But I see what you're saying is if you have node number 10 and node number 1, but you're not using any in between. Let me break. Are they going to reclaim those in between? Boy, if you're not using them, I would almost guess that they're going to reclaim them. But remember, I think they're only checking, I don't think there has to be a lot of traffic. They just have to have been silent for a while. So if you basically number and log into it, I'm sure that it'll save it, but save it from being reclaimed. But yeah, I don't really know. And if there is anybody out there that does know more of the facts on the reclamation of the All-Starlink node numbers, be sure to let us know. Anyhow, I think that's about the best I can answer that question, so let's keep on moving on. Actually, let's go ahead and let's do a round of check-ins. If you would like to check into tonight's net or with a question, please give us your call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. And if you do have a question, it doesn't have to be about this. It can be about any tech-related issue that you're having. Go ahead and let us know that you have a question, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. So if you would like to check in to tonight's Absolute TechNet, now's your chance. Give us your full call sign twice, slowly and phonetically, and kind of space it out there so you can give Chris a break. Call now.
Yeah, this is KB1PZS. I think you misunderstood my question. And I think you need to go one more round on that so I can let you know what I was actually asking you.
I'm in.
Kilo Mike, 5 Yankee comment.
All right. Well, it sounds like we had a couple of comments there, and I'll get back to you, Bob, there on the question. Let's go KM5Y. Go ahead with your comment.
N7FQP Scott. This is Kilo Mike 5 Yankee Mike in Grapevine, and yeah, I had a little comment about the All-Starlink reclamation, and somebody else may have had one too. But hey, Bob, great to hear you. They're going after the 5-digit numbers that haven't been used in the last 2 years, and so if you had a 5-digit number that you extended, that gave you 10 node numbers. And if you're using any of those in the last 2 years, you're good. They're just basically, but now if you have a 5-digit number, still that you haven't extended and has not been registered? And being used means registered online and registered. I guess they're going to use software that's going to go back and find every nub that hasn't been online and registered in the last 2 years. There's probably a whole ton of, you know, silent keys and stuff like that. So I think primarily they're going after five-digit numbers, because once you own a number and extend it, it's still that one number. And if any of those 10 you from the extension are being used or have been used, you're good. So that's the way I understand it. Thank you, Scott, KM5Y.
KM5Y ends up an FGP. Well, thank you for that, Mike. That explains it. And that did a much better job than I did. And it was made me understand it better myself. Let's see. There was another comment out there. I didn't catch a call sign. If you had a comment and want to give me your comment, give us your call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. Call now.
V3RWJ, although I did leave it in chat, too.
VE3ZSR, comment. KB1PZS, recheck on the question.
All right. I'll circle back to you here in just a second. Okay, I know Chris had a comment, and then there was another station there, VE3ZSR. We'll get back to you here in a second. Go ahead, Chris, with your comment.
Yeah, I thought the question was, once they extend your node and spin off 10 nodes for you, do they add a zero to your node number? So that means you go into your node and add a zero wherever your node number is. As far as I know, that's still how it works. So yeah, your node number gets extended, so you have to go into your node and change it. I don't use ASL 3 here. I'm still running Ham VoIP, but I remember doing that when I extended mine. I did just go in and add a zero in a few places.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying there. Yes, I did have to do that myself. So let's go back to Robert there. Oh, actually, let's see. Daniel also had a comment. VE3ZSR. Go ahead with your comment, please.
This is VE3ZSR. Sorry, you know, his comment was in general about the overall topic about all-star nodes and the IP address issues that I'm slowly beginning to understand. I'm relatively new. I'm only about a week and a half into all-star, and I had the bright idea to try to figure out a way to hotspot with my iPhone my all-star node, and it was basically that, what you're kind of outlining right here with the IP address. With ChatGPT, I'll be honest with you, we figured out a way to basically hard press an IP address directly into Asterisk, and I am using AllStar 3 as well. And so what I'm getting out of that is I'm able to go back and forth between my home internet and then just hotspot out of my iPhone internet. The only issue is not as smooth as you'd like. You do need to restart Asterisk. And you need to just check your IAX.
KB1PZS, recheck on the question.
All right, Daniel, you kind of dropped out there, but yeah, you're right. It's not a smooth operation, but it can be done. Let's go back up to Bob PZS. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, my question had nothing to do with All-Starlink reclaiming numbers. That's not what I asked. And I think the one before the last comment actually, I think, answered it for me. But I'm just double-checking here. So my question was, and I'll repeat it again. So say I got a 5 digit number. So I'll give you my real number. It's 67557. I have a node set up for that number, right? So if I go and extend that node number to 10 digits or 10 different node numbers, am I going to lose that 65557?